Okay, our learning today, Shmei Nischus, the protection of all the people here in Florida. Hashem should bless them and watch them over them as we await the arrival of Hurricane Matthew. So sometimes Rav Zilberstein has stories, sometimes he has shalos. Today we're going to do a very Aseres Yemei Teshuva to get a story. Rav Zilberstein writes in the new edition of Vayamudim, Tafshanayin Zion, the monthly publication that his kol comes out with for the month of Tishrei. Story goes that he writes is an incredible one. Story goes is that it was the end of Zman, and one of the Bachrim in the Ger Yeshiva wanted to leave back to America, back to Chutz La'aretz to go see his parents before the end of Zman. He came to go ask permission from the Beis Yisrael, the Ger Rebbe, the son of the Imre Yemes, and who happened to be Rebbe at the time. And the Beis Yisrael, Nelson Lashom, he gave him Shalom, he gave him peace. But then he ended off, before the Bachar left, the Beis Yisrael gave him one line, and he said the following. He said, Atayo Deya. Do you know what the greatest praise is of the Ribbono Shel Olam? You know what the greatest praise is of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? HaShevach HaGodol She'eino Tzochek. His greatest praise is that he doesn't laugh. She'eino Tzochek. That he doesn't laugh. The Bachar leaves the Rebbe's room, and he doesn't know if it's something good that the Rebbe said or something bad. Maybe that he's warning. Maybe he shouldn't leave. And he doesn't know what he should do. Finally, as he's leaving the yeshiva, and he sees that the Pnei Menachem was the brother of the Beis Yisrael, who would be the next Ger Rebbe, and he saw that his room, and he saw the light in his room was still on. And at the time, the Pnei Menachem was the Rosh Yeshiva of Rosh Yeshiva Sfas Emes, and he went in and he'd be able to maybe to ask the Pnei Menachem, the Rosh Yeshiva, what he thought the words of the Rebbe, what was the Beis Yisrael really saying over here? Was it something good? Was it something not good? Was it telling him not to leave? So he said over here something incredible. Pnei Menachem said, he said the following. He said, the Bachar said to the Pnei Menachem, I don't know what your brother meant, but what is She'eino Tzochit, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't laugh, what does that mean? So Pnei Menachem said an amazing thing. He says, Pnei Menachem says, I'm Rosh Yeshiva over at Yeshiva, and I have hundreds of boys in the Yeshiva. I'm going to give you a mashal. It says, one day, one morning, a bachar doesn't come to Shacharis. I go meet the kid, and I ask him, I'm saying, I know you didn't come to shul today, what happened, whatever. And he promises me tomorrow that he's going to come. And after the next day, I look at Shacharis after Shmoneh Esrei to see if he's there, and the bachar is still not there. And the next day, and at lunch, he gives me another excuse, he gives me another answer. And every day this happens for about a week or so. What happens the fifth, sixth day? He gives me the whole schmooze and he gives me his whole to do, and he says, this and that. I start laughing. Ani kvar tzochik mi haterutzim. I start laughing out of his answers. Ani lo makabim, says the Pnei Menachem. I don't accept him because I know he's going to just give me excuses. But do you know what the Rebbe, my brother, the Beis Yisrael was saying? Kadosh Baruch Hu lo tzochik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't laugh. If a person says he promises that he's going to be a shul the next day, and he's going to change, and then what happens? He falls. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "No, I still believe in you." HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chol pa'am mekabel oso michadash. HaKadosh Baruch Hu receives him back the same way, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mamtin lechol yehudi sheyachzor. HaKadosh Baruch Hu waits so patiently for every Jew to come back to him. Ve'enu tzochik. That's what it means. Says the holy. The Holy Pnei Menachem. You know what my brother, the Beis Yisrael, was saying? Beis Yisrael, Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know what it means? Hashem doesn't laugh. Hashem doesn't laugh when he hears the excuses. When a person says, I want to come back, Kadosh Baruch Hu takes him back with open arms. We should be zochet to Hashem to feel these things. Because sometimes in our lives, we get so down on ourselves. Someone just told me, this Yom Kippur, I'm thinking about the same sins that I did last year. And then maybe that might happen to a lot of us. But don't think for a second, Kadosh Baruch Hu is saying, oh, he's giving me the same excuses as last year. Give me the same. But Kadosh Baruch Hu says we have real promise. We have a real care to come back to him. Kadosh Baruch Hu will be ve'eino tzochek. Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the greatest praise for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Beis Yisrael. You want to know what the greatest praise of Kadosh Baruch Hu? She'eino tzochek. He doesn't laugh. Kadosh Baruch Hu says that we want to come back to him. Habol etar misayino. So if we want to come back to him, and Kadosh Baruch Hu will help us. And Bez Hashem, if we come back to him, he'll come back to us. Umizocha have a Jewish shalema. And Shabbos Tshuva and Yerushalayim Yom Kodesh, Be'ez Hashem Yisbach. Shkoyach, Machzim Toivah.